Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 13th of September. New research reveals that international flights to European destinations in July and August reached 39.9% of pre-pandemic levels. The picture was very mixed, with some destinations doing considerably better than others. Also, the outlook is not improving as bookings slowed towards the end of the summer period. Looking at performance by country, Greece was the standout. It achieved 86% of July and August arrivals in 2019. It was followed by Cyprus, Turkey, and Iceland. Greece and Iceland were amongst the first countries to make widely publicised claims that they would accept visitors who had been fully vaccinated and or who could show a negative PCR test or could show proof of recovering from COVID-19. The countries which fared the worst were those which rely more on long-haul tourism, such as France and Italy, and those which imposed the most onerous and volatile travel restrictions, such as the UK, which languished at the bottom of the list, achieving just 14.3% of 2019 levels. Australia's Where Wild Things Roam Travel is planning for a post-COVID interest in remote destinations. They have released a list of itineraries which mix adventure with conservation and includes sailing the Whitsundays, swimming with whales in Tonga, desert adventures on the Laparinka Trail, rhino conservation in South Africa, trekking with gorillas in Rwanda, and a cruise to Antarctica. The 14-day World Wildlife Fund journey to the Circle of Giants of Antarctica Tour partners with the World Wildlife Fund Australia and Intrepid Tours to scout icy waters and the white shores for whales and other creatures. By travelling with Where Wild Things Roam Travel, participants can make a difference in local communities and in the protection of wildlife and the environment. Licensed tour guides in Abu Dhabi are being encouraged to explore the Emirates' unique culture and experiences through a new incentive scheme launched by the Department of Culture and Tourism. The Tour Guide Incentive Scheme is part of the Emirati Touchpoint Strategy, which aims to give visitors more opportunities to delve deeper into Emirati culture, heritage, and themes, and to meet Abu Dhabi's people throughout their visits to the UAE capital. Featuring a range of offers, discounts and other value deals, the initiative aims to spark creativity amongst licensed tour guides, encourage them to find out more about destinations while developing dynamic and engaging experiences across the Emirate for future visitors. Qantas hopes to resume international flights in December and to have half of its super jumbo Airbus A380s back in service by the middle of next year. It also anticipates that domestic business will exceed pre-COVID levels in the first half of 2022. Prior to this latest outbreak and lockdown, Qantas was holding up with the awakening of domestic traffic, which grew to 70% of pre-pandemic levels before being subdued once more by the Sydney lockdown, which went into effect on June 26. Apart from the domestic revenue, Qantas Cargo was most likely the only profitable operation unit throughout the pandemic. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.